Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NASCAR Gambling Podcast special episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, make sure to download the SGPN app. It is your home for all of our free picks and our podcasts.
Drivers, start your
strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
No, you are not reading your feed improperly. It is a early episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Cody and Rod with you, but this time, Cody, we're giving you a very, very special peek into two very, very special races on this full weekend of special races, as it were, where we have not only the Coca-Cola 600, which our podcast proper will cover here this week. But that, now, okay, is it Monaco or Monaco?
I think it's Monaco.
It is Monaco. I mean, it's potato potato for some people because I hear it pronounced both ways. I just wanted to make it right, but it's the Monaco Grand Prix and the Indianapolis 500.
Well, especially with all these ones that are in different countries and stuff. You hear so many different pronunciations and ways to say it, and it gets crazy, but look, man, I don't get to talk about Ryan Blaney winning today or what?
Not today, Cody, not today. This is not the episode for
wait.
You. You gotta wait. This is a
Ryan Blaney's corner coming to you later this week. Don't worry, we'll get there.
In fact, episode 19, maybe one gigantic Ryan Blaney's corner is what
it might be. We might just talk about it the whole time.
A love song to Ryan Blaney. Maybe we'll make a special episode to make Ryan Blaney's corner fit the entire thing. So
There we go.
Yeah. Shout out to the Slack channel, though. You guys are the reason why this episode exists. You are the reason why we talk to the folks at the mothership to get this episode to you, because you guys wanted this. And Cody, we talked a little bit about this offline, but here's the thing. They know that we're more NASCAR than we are F1 and Indy, right? So to understand where we come from on this, if you're tuning in and you're like, oh, these guys don't know nothing about this. Well, okay, look, pump the brakes a little, okay? We are racing fans, so we had folks in the Slack channel that said they wanted us to give them some bets for this weekend. Well, we're going to give the fans what they want. We've done our research. We've looked into all these bets. Cody and I have spent the last few days digging into this and digging into the stats for you guys to give you some bets that we think are going to cash. And look, Cody, we just want to have fun, right? We folks in the Slack channel have said it all season long. They love this because they love watching racing now. And if we can introduce ourselves along with the folks in the Slack channel and the folks that are listening out there to more racing, how is that a bad thing?
Absolutely. No, I'm so excited. This is such a huge week in motorsports. Like Memorial Day weekend, it's always big. You got the Monaco Grand Prix, you got the Indy 500 followed immediately by the Coca-Cola 600, NASCAR's longest race of the season. Obviously, yes, we're NASCAR guys. I've been riding some F1. I've gone 4 for 4 on Mets the last 2 weeks in a row. Knock on wood, so I'm not going to say I'm an expert quite yet. But I've been paying attention. I've been doing my research. I would like to follow IndyCar a little more than I do, and I'm trying to do that a little more. But it's been a pretty exciting season for them, too, and a lot of fun stuff going on there. Indy 500, obviously one of the biggest events in motorsports every single year. I mean, this is, what, the 106th running of it, so it's something that's been going on for a long time. It's always packed. It's almost always sold out, minus COVID years, obviously. But, no, it's a huge, huge weekend in motorsports. And yes, if you're a super F1 or IndyCar fanatic, we might struggle over the names a little bit, exactly how to pronounce them, or not have everything perfect. But we've done our research, and I feel like we have some solid bets to give you and some solid analysis. And, you know, hopefully we can cash some tickets, make some money, and have fun enjoying a fun week of motorsports in America. Well, I guess in the world with F1, but we're going to be here watching it. So, yeah. But, no, it's a great week. There you go. Great week for motorsports worldwide, even.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's I'm pumped. I'm excited. I was glad we got the green light. I was glad there was people expressing their interest and wanting some content from us. So, yeah, I love it. I'm ready to go.
They just love you, Cody. You just give them winners, and that's what they want. All they want to do is cash bets, and you, my friend, are cashing them like mad. Just like you said, you've got the F1 mojo rolling right now.
We're trying, man. We're trying.
all right, so again, both of these races are basically the Daytona 500s, the Super Bowls of their sports. Monaco is considered the exact same kind of, acclaim as the Daytona 500. It is the most prestigious race on the tour every week. Movies have been made about it. James Bond has raced in it. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on there. And then, of course, we just know that the Indy 500 is basically the biggest race of the year for IndyCar drivers. It brings people back into the sport. It brings people back onto the track, much like the Daytona 500 does. So some of these names that we'll talk about are guys that have won in the past and quite possibly just, you know, are out there as I don't want to say trophies, but, you know, you'll hear a lot of names that have won before and a lot of old racers. But yeah, Cody. So, all right, let's just talk a little bit about first the couple of races that we got going. Obviously, we talked about the Monaco Grand Prix. It happens there in Monaco. It's been held 78 times, 78 laps this year. There's a little correlation there around this track. It's just, if you look at the course, it's a very tight course. It's a very lot of hairpin turns, a couple of them, and just, it seems like it goes very fast. So in your research of Monaco, especially for the article, what have you found about this race? What kind of stuff are we going to expect, I guess, in comparison to what we've seen so far this season?
I mean, like you said, it's going to be a tricky course, but it's also one that these guys know. They race on it every year. Again, the tradition of these tracks and these specific races being held for so long, it just all makes it such a great thing. But yeah, it's been tricky, but we've also seen this year in F1, and we'll cover this in one of my bets coming up here too, but these cars and these guys have held up a lot better than they have in the past. Even some of these other tracks where we didn't have so many finishers or a lot of guys didn't finish the race and fell out earlier in the race, we haven't seen that as much this season. These guys have held up a lot better. They seem to be performing better. F1 has a new car similar to how NASCAR has a new car. Obviously, they're different cars, but a brand new car for the sport for F1. So I think we've seen a lot like we've seen with NASCAR, maybe a little more durability out of these cars, and these drivers are just doing a great job this season. So, yeah, it is a tricky track, and you're going to have high speeds to low speeds, quick turns. It's incredible watching these F1 guys. I mean, they to go to the speeds they go to and then slow down for these corners and get right back to those speeds. It's absolutely incredible. And so, I mean, for any of our NASCAR regulars, if you haven't watched F1 this year, I know sometimes the times are weird, but definitely check it out because it is exciting. And like we said, we can find some good bets to cash on and make some money along the way. Makes it even more exciting, right?
Talk about some of the, well, it's always going to be exciting. It's cars going fast in a very, very, you know, dense area, like small roads. How can that not be exciting? And those cars too, they're so much lighter than the NASCARs. So, I mean, with what we saw, and I know we're kind of jumping the gun, but what we saw with Chastain the other day, those Indy cars, they'd have been to the moon. I mean, they'd have been jockeying exactly. with Elon
and,
Musk.
And I mean, both these series are open wheel cars, so they're not the traditional stock cars like NASCAR has. So yeah, I mean, you can't quite beat and bang like you can in NASCAR because you connect tires and you're going flying like Chastain did.
But, oh my God.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
So taking a look at some of the bets that there are out there when you look at what's offered right now, you have the traditional winner bets, obviously. You've got top 10. Podium finish, Cody, is like it sounds, right? Top three?
Yep, podium finish, top three finishers, you got it.
Yep, so all you got to do is bet on one of those guys to hit a podium, and it's just a top three finish either way. So then you got the constructor, the manufacturer, and then you've also got a top six bet. Some practice and qualifying laps as well and props there too. And then when you get into the props, this is where it's fun. You get fastest lap, winning margin, safety car, not to be classified, number of classified winners, to be classified, fastest qualifier and race winner, fastest lap and win the race, and nationality of the winner. Cody, walk us through this classified thing. That's a new term for those of us who follow NASCAR, because that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'll give it to the books on the F1 stuff. Like, there is always a ton of options. Like, I've never seen so many betting options, especially for a motorsport thing. I mean, we get some pretty good stuff, some pretty fun stuff with NASCAR, but F1, man, they get all kinds of, and I think that's where the qualifying that started this year with the qualifying odds in NASCAR, I think it came over from F1 because they've offered that for F1 for a long time. So translated that to NASCAR now. So F1 helping out NASCAR there. But yeah, the classified thing is, it's definitely different. I'm still trying to grasp exactly how they decide who's classified, but basically you have to finish the race or almost make it to the end of the race to be classified. So, yeah, there's a few times you can get a guy that DNFs that will be classified, but generally it's basically the number of finishers left at the race or within the last few laps of the race.
Again, all the terminology. This is why I love sports, is just learning the new languages, learning the language of the sport, getting it all nailed down, and it's just so much fun when you watch and you understand what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to dive into those types of bets, I don't know. I don't think, Cody, you have any of those classified
bets. Yeah, I got a number of classified ones.
Look at you.
I got some fun stats on that one.
Good.
So.
Okay, good. I think we both have some good fun stats to pull up. And
so I may not totally understand it, but I can tell you how to bet it. and I've hit that the last 2 weeks. So,
and that's,
you know,
what the show's about, right?
I understand enough of it to make money, so who cares about anyone else, right?
That's all they listen to this anyways, like I said, for Cody exactly. to cash bets. All right, so then let's turn our attention over to Indy 500. It of course, is just that spectacular, held since 1911. Just the race around Indianapolis, 200 laps, 500 miles, that brick finishing line, the milk, the wreath, the majesty of the Indy 500 is crazy, only because you get these cars going around an oval like that and as fast as they do. I was looking at some of these speeds and these qualifying times, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this is insane. So, you know, it's just one of those races where it's almost like the Triple Crown in a way. You know, if you don't watch horse racing, you do watch the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. Like, those are the three that you watch just about every year because those are the three biggest races. It's the same kind of thing with the Indy 500. You watch the Indy 500. You may not ever watch another Indy race for the rest of the season, but you watch the Indy 500.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before I started following IndyCar a little more the last couple of years, I would always tune into the 500. It's such a big event. Same thing with horse racing. I would like to be into horse racing more, but I can't find the time for it. I don't know. But Indy 5 or the Kentucky Derby, I always have it on. I always, you know, I know what time it starts. I know who's in the race. I make the bets. I do all that. It's such an event. It's like, what, 2.5 minutes it takes somebody? I mean, it's but the whole event around it is so great. Indy 500 is even better because it's more than 2.5 minutes. So, but no, just a huge event. Everything around it. I mean, yeah, like you said, the milk, the wreaths. I mean, we could go on and on about all the traditions that go into the Indy 500. But I was looking too. There's a ton of NASCAR ties to the Indy 500. A massive amount, to be honest. So, here's a few things I wrote. Roger Penske, for one, owns the track now. He's purchased the track. He owns a team. I think his team has won the Indy 500. I think it was 18 times is what I saw. So Chip Ganassi obviously has a team, was a NASCAR owner till this past season. He sold his team now to focus more on some of his other racing. But some guy named Jimmy Johnson, I think that's how you say that. He races for Ganassi over there. He won like 7 NASCAR championships or something. So I guess he was a big deal or something, huh, Rod?
Not really. Nah, he just was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, exactly. But no, and then, yeah, I mean, you've had guys that have won the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500, which if Jimmy Johnson can win this thing, and I think he's got a legit shot, but if he can win it, he can be the third guy to ever win the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500. I mean, guys like Bobby and Donnie Allison have run in this race and in the Coke 600 in the same year. Kale and Leroy Yarbrough, you're going back. I mean, John Andretti. So a lot of guys from 1994 to 2014, there was a bunch of guys that did double duty and ran both races, 1,100 miles in one day. They'd run at Indy and then get in a helicopter, fly to Charlotte, and race a 600. They moved the start times and stuff, so they're a lot closer. It'd be a lot tougher for somebody to try and do both now. But, I mean, we've had guys, John Andretti did it, Tony Stewart, NASCAR champion, you know, 3-time NASCAR champion, Robbie Gordon, Kurt Busch, who just won a couple weeks ago here at Kansas Speedway. He did it in 2014, and he'd never been in an Indy car, and he finished 6th in the Indy 500. So, man, there's just, I mean, Mario Andretti, AJ Foyt, those are the guys who won the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500. So many ties to NASCAR, not to mention all the guys in the field this year with Jimmy Johnson. Juan Pablo Montoya ran 9 years in NASCAR full-time. Guys like Santonio Ferrucci, who have made a few Xfinity and Truck Series starts. Sage Karam, same thing. So many ties from Indy to NASCAR. It's so great to see the history and relationship between the two sports and how it can translate. And of course, having Jimmy Johnson in this race, his first attempt at the Indy 500 after running full-time only on the road courses last year, now he's running the full season. So again, as NASCAR guys, gives us even something even more to look at and enjoy and focus on and root for. I'm going to be Jimmy Johnson fanboy and on Sunday big time. I mean, I loved the guy when he was racing, and now, you know, we get to watch him in the Indy 500, which is, I think, just going to be spectacular. So yeah, these sports, again, a lot of cross contamination with guys running in both or running one in the other. And again, on the same day, that type of thing. So yeah, just a great relationship between the two sports.
I mean, I remember watching, you know, especially as these guys that were doing double duty that would come and you know, you hear the announcers like, oh, they just raced in the Indy 500 and now here they are lining up for the Coke 600.
You get the camera on the helicopter as they land in the track.
Yep.
They jump out in their fire suit already, run to the starting grid and all that. So
they're ready to go.
Yeah. So, man, 1,100 miles of racing in one day. And you take a helicopter flight in between them.
Could you imagine just driving 1,100 miles in a day at all?
That's at all. Yeah. Let alone at 200 and miles an hour. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
No.
And in circles too.
Thank you. And in circles.
Straight roads. It's in circles, man.
Tell me that you had zero to drink without telling me you had zero to drink the entire day. Cause there's no way. Exactly. All right. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and step away, come back, and we're going to talk about some Indianapolis 500 bets. We're going to give you what you're here for. We're going to give you some bets because, of course, that's what you wanted. So that is what we'll give you. But first, as we always do, let's talk about WynnBET. Because WynnBET, you got to make sure to get down on this WynnBET's $50 to win $200 promotion. You get a $50 bet and it qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. All of you out there can receive a $20 free bet when you win, lose, or push a 3-plus leg. Build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Take advantage of that offer on the NBA playoffs or any one of these, the F1 Monaco 500 or Indy 500, whatever mileage they're running, bet on this, all right? The match is coming to the WynnBET, and you can bet on it at WynnBET. You got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, minus 200, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, plus 165. There's so much to choose from, and all you got to do is download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at wynnbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You use Sleeper for your fantasy football, but now Sleeper, the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players, is offering a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. You can make money on Sleeper by playing the new over-under game. It's super simple. All you got to do in any sport, choose two or more players that you like, pick the over-under, for example, number of points in basketball, hits in baseball. Then you could choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, which if you're listening to this show, I know you're going to do more often than not, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the money that you put in. And look, the reason I'm super excited about this over-under game on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join all my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and, of course, copy my friends' picks, because what good am I if I'm not copying Cody? With the tap of a button, it's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing. Download the Sleeper app now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and, of course, make some money on your mobile phone by joining our listener group at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad. Get the $100 or 100% deposit bonus at sleeper.com/SGP. All right, Cody, let us talk about this Indianapolis 500. And really, look, again, this is Indy cars and on a track that all NASCARs have started to go on now. And it's just a crazy situation because I don't know that NASCARs were really invented for that kind of a track, to be honest with you. It always looked awkward, but these Indy cars, they don't look that way.
No, it's incredible. And man, we saw speeds of 233 miles an hour in qualifying. Like, these guys are freaking flying around that track. It's insane. Yeah, the NASCAR, I mean, when NASCAR raced the oval at Indy, it did look kind of silly because it wasn't really built for those kind of cars, but these kind of cars, it's built for. The way they stick to the track and just fly around that place, absolutely incredible. I mean, just the way those guys zip in and out of traffic and around each other, it's insane. And at the speeds they're doing it at, it's so much fun to watch. I'm so excited to watch this one.
2.5 mile track, of course, 200 laps of absolute 1,000% fun. So, Cody, let's cue it up for you first. What is one of your favorite bets here for this Indianapolis 500 race?
All right, I'm going to start with Alex Palou over Scott Dixon. I really like Palou this weekend. He finished second here last year. He had a pretty good run in a good car. Dixon last year in the 500 finished 17th, so he definitely did not perform as well here last year. Palou, this is last season, that was his first start with Chip Ganassi in the Indy 500. Before that, he was kind of in some lower tier teams and didn't perform as well, but he showed once he can get into good equipment, now he is with Chip Ganassi, obviously. He won, two races ago. He won at Alabama, so he's already got a little momentum going into this season here. And, he didn't win. He got second. Sorry. He's yet to win. That's what I meant to say. Yet to win, but he got the second place. So he's been close. He's sitting second in points. He's had a really good season so far. Very consistent, good finishes, but hasn't got that win yet. I think maybe we'll talk about that in a bit. But I think either way, he's going to have a good run. And a finish over Scott Dixon, who, a big name. Dixon's on the pole. He did fast in qualifying. And so I think maybe that has him overvalued a little, but the results weren't there last year. He's been decent this year, but he's not been as good as he's been in the past. So, yeah, I love Pillow over Dixon at minus 110.
That is a solid bet. And, of course, that's one of those situations, too, where you look at it and people see that Dixon's on the pole and may shy away from that kind of a bet because they think, oh, yeah, pole, he's going to be fast, he's going to stay up front. But that doesn't always happen in these. And it's not a Texas Motor Speedway type of a situation where you take off and you lead every single. I mean, these guys literally battle every single lap.
Yeah, there's going to be so much moving and shaking throughout this race. Like, I think a lot of times that's too much emphasis. Like, you just look at the starting lineup, you're like, well, this guy's starting first, this other guy's starting back here. Like, oh, that's easy, I'm going to hit him. But then if you kind of dig into it, you look at the history, look at how they've been running, and you can see that maybe the other guy is a little bit of a better option, even though Dixon, again, strong car, you know, qualified well. He's also on a good team. But yeah, I really like Pillow this week. Again, finished second here last year, so he's knocking on the door. He's really an up-and-coming driver, and he's been performing really well this season. Hasn't quite got that win, but I think he's definitely getting close, and I think he's going to outperform Dixon this week.
All right. Well, I will set up my next bet where it's a head-to-head as well. I'm going to take Takuma Sato over Tony Kanaan, a big name in the sport. Kanaan, obviously the 2013 winner of this event, longtime driver, just a fan favorite. This year, he's coming back to run the 500. And look, again, this is one of those situations where you're pitting him against somebody who's an up-and-comer. So Takuma Sato is a really good driver, and he's run really well so far this season. And for a guy like Kanaan, who is a part-time driver, in fact, he's only running the ovals this year. You talked about it earlier where Jimmy Johnson's splitting road races and ovals. He's splitting it with Tony Kanaan. Obviously, this year, they're both in the 500 together. They worked out a deal with their sponsor for both of them to be able to run. But Kanaan is not a full-time driver in this series anymore. In fact, he's split nine ways to Sunday. I mean, he's driving all over the place. He's got other circuits that he's racing as a part of. So his attention is not always on these Indy cars. And you're tossing a full-time driver in Takuma Sato into the mix with a part-time driver. Give me the full-time driver all day. He's at minus 125. Obviously, he's juiced that way. But again, you only pay the juice if you lose. So I want the full-time driver over the part-time driver here in Sato. Now, look, I know Kanaan is actually starting above Sato in this, but it's really only a sixth-place start for Kanaan over a tenth-place start for Sato. And, you know, again, we've talked about the moving and the shaking that happens on this race. I got to think that at some point, Sato is going to get himself up to the front closer. He's been tracking some of the fastest lap times in practice all week long. His name's at the top of the practice reports just about every single practice session. So it would not surprise me if he finds his way to the front and stays there, at least to get over Kanaan.
Yeah, and I believe Sato won this race in 2020 as well. So, yeah, but we see this a lot in NASCAR. You get a guy like Dale Earnhardt Jr. that comes back and runs a race here and there, and it's like, oh, he's you know, one of the favorites to win, and he's juiced up. And it's like, yeah, it's great that he's coming back, and yeah, he's an all-time great in the sport and all that stuff. But when these guys are just running part-time like that, especially if they're off doing something else all the time, you're not going to get what you used to get from them. So, yeah, of course, and they're expecting a lot of people that don't normally bet on this race to bet on it. They're going to pull it up and be like, Tony Kanaan against this guy. Who's this guy? Like, you know, and so they're going to get those bets, and that's what they're looking for. And so, again, this is where when you dig into it a little bit, you can kind of see the difference and be like, wait a minute, Sato's won this just 2 years ago. He's a young up-and-coming driver, like you said. He's been doing well. Kanaan isn't in the sport full-time anymore. He's just part-time here and there. They're adding an extra car for this race for him. So, again, yeah, I'm totally with you on this one. I absolutely love it.
Nice. See, we do our research, folks. All right, the next bet for you is another head-to-head.
Another head-to-head. Pato O'Ward over Rinus VK at minus 125. I really, really like this one. This one might be my favorite one I came across. VK is a young, promising driver. I mean, he's been he's up and coming. He looks good. But in the two Indy 500s that he's run the last 2 years here, Award has beat him in both of them pretty easy. Now, this is where the guy who won 2 weeks ago or two races ago at Alabama was Award. So that was the last race, or that was, yeah. Was that, that was the, no, that was, ugh, I don't know.
that was two races ago. That was on the first.
Yeah, two races ago, but got a win. He's beat him the last three races in a row on the season here between GMR, Grand Prix of Long Beach, and the Alabama race. So he's beat him three in a row. He's beat him both times they've raced against each other in the Indy 500. I don't see that stopping now. Award's a very solid driver. Not necessarily always going to be up in the mix to win, but he's going to get you those solid finishes. And so I, from the research that I did, I absolutely, this was my favorite one that I came across was Pato Award over Rinus VK at minus 125.
I like it a lot. All right. I'll go ahead and give my head to head. I was going to give the winner next because I wanted to just wax nostalgic about the next one, but I'll give you the next head to head. I've got Jimmy Johnson over Marcus Ericsson. Folks, listen, if there's just a gut bet, if ever there was one, it's this one. Jimmy Johnson, obviously the rookie in this mix, longtime NASCAR driver, longtime NASCAR champion, just tugs at my heartstring because the 48 car was my favorite car. Jimmy was my favorite driver. I'm going to take him over anybody this weekend. I encourage you to follow me along with it. But, you know, look, for Marcus Ericsson's sake, he's starting in the second row. He's starting in fifth place. Had some good lap times in his warm-up. He ran 220 in one, 233 in another lap. It was, you know, he's running very fast. But Jimmy Johnson, this is his first chance at the Indy 500 in an open-wheel car. You look back at his track record, though, in NASCAR, he made 18 total starts. Dude won four times on this track. Seven top tens, six top fives. He knew his way around Indianapolis in a stock car. Yes, this is a completely different beast, but muscle memory starts to kick in when you start to see the surroundings around you. And just to know that Jimmy felt comfortable in a cup car. He's had some fast practice times, right? He did pretty well in qualifying as well. So it's not like Jimmy's completely without speed. He's going to roll off 12th in the grid. So not a bad opportunity for him to move off. And when we say 12th, Cody, he's in row four.
That's the thing about Indy cars. Yeah, three cars per row. So again, if you're used to NASCAR, it's two, you know, first and second on the first row. This is first, second, and third. So these guys aren't messing around. And yeah, again, 12th, but you're on the fourth row. It's not going to take you long to move up.
Nope.
And did you come to the NASCAR gambling podcast and not think we were not going to talk about and bet on Jimmy Johnson? Come on, man. Of course we are. So I got two winners like I usually do. I'm going to jump straight to my long shot winner. Who do you think it is? Jimmy Johnson, of course.
Bring it.
Plus 1600. Man, he's shown the speed. He got a little messed up in qualifying. I think that's why he qualified not quite as good. Like you said, he knows this track. He's been to this place a million times. He's won here before. He's got seven NASCAR championships. He's not going to feel the pressure. This dude is ice water in his veins. He's going to be just fine. This is a huge thing for him. He's wanted to do this a long time. I think they were a little nervous about probably more his wife than anything, but nervous about him running ovals in Indy. They pulled the trigger this year. He's been doing it. He's been performing well. He ran really good at Texas a few weeks ago, which we just saw in NASCAR. You can't pass that track anyways, but we'll get to that later on this week. But no, Jimmy Johnson, I mean, of course, we're going to fanboy as the NASCAR guys on him, but I think he has a legit shot to win this race. I love your head-to-head. That's a better way. If he doesn't win, I would play both, of course, but 16-1, you got to throw a little coin on the NASCAR great, the legend, making his first start in the 500. And again, Kurt Busch back in 2014, never been in an Indy car. He finished sixth in the race. Jimmy's got the experience. He ran all last year on the road courses in these cars. He knows these cars. He's running the ovals this year. So I don't think it's a far fetch at all to see him winning this. And just imagine the story. Jimmy Johnson wins the Indy 500, and that just cements him with the greats of racing in general, which he's already in them. But that would just be the icing on the cake for it. So yeah, he's my long shot winner at 16-1. I also have a favorite guy to win. Alex Palou, talked about him earlier. I love him this week. He's at plus 600, so 6-1. Again, second in the points, second a couple or last race. He's been close. He's knocking on the door. He's ready to do it. He finished second in this race last year. Lots of seconds for this guy. He's right there. He's knocking on the door. He's ready to win the race, a big one like this. And he's got a really bright future ahead of him. He's going to be a superstar, I think. So absolutely love Alex Palou at plus 600 to win this race.
You know, it's funny because Jimmy had made a deal with his wife when he first decided to race in IndyCar and said, look, I won't race the ovals. That's where I'll stay away from. I'll stay away from the ovals. But you can't stay away from the Indy 500 for very long if you're going to be an IndyCar driver. Like, I'm sorry, honey. I got to race the Indy 500.
Yeah, exactly. And they added that extra safety screen thing or whatever to make them safer. And I mean, it's a legit concern. Those guys are hanging out of those cars going, like we said, 230 miles an hour plus. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, that was an agreement they made. And now there's that extra safety feature and they feel good enough about it. And I think he's going to go all out this weekend and really, he really wants this one. It's something he's wanted to do a long time. And I think, you know, if you look at how Rick Hendrick is now with allowing these guys to race these other things like he wouldn't do before. And we saw it back in the day with Casey Kane, an amazing sprint car driver came up that way. And that's what he does now. He's full-time on the World of Outlaws. But he didn't really ever run those when he raced with Hendrick. And I think Hendrick wouldn't allow it. I think we would have seen Jimmy Johnson run an Indy 500 a long time before now if he'd been allowed to. And I don't think he was allowed to. I think that would be different now. I think Hendrick obviously has opened his eyes with the Larson deal. But Jimmy's been wanting to do this. It's been a lifelong goal of his. He's finally here. Again, ice in his veins. I mean, we've seen the guy. He's won 7 titles. He's won race after race. He's always been good. He knows what he's doing. And yeah, he's got the experience. He's a older experienced guy. It's his first Indy 500, but not his first time in a race car for sure. Not his first time winning races. So yeah, I love him.
If there was a bet for over under on minutes of me with tears in my eyes watching Jimmy run the five, I would take the over.
Yeah, pound the over.
All day long. All right, I'll tee up my winner, and I want Joseph Newgarden to win. He's at plus 1,200 in this race. He's the last person to win an oval. He won on the Texas Motor Speedway. Believe it or not, here's our other tie. He won on Texas Motor Speedway, and then he won the following race, back-to-back winner. He won on the street course in the streets of Long Beach. So he's a 2-time winner already this season. And I feel like at plus 1,200, I'm not quite sure what the heck is going on. Maybe I don't understand enough of the nuance of the sport. But again, he's rolling off in row 5 as the 14th car through some pretty good lap times down. He was at 233.209. Which if you kind of compare that to the guy right above him in Davis Malakas, he was 232.42. So, I mean, he's comparable in these laps with some of these fastest guys out there. And I think, again, he's got the opportunity to come from behind. He's already won on an oval once this season. You give me a guy with comfortability on an oval, especially, I mean, look, I know Texas is not the same dimensions as Indy, but still, you know, you get a guy that can run well on ovals and not just road courses, especially one that's won already this season. Give me that guy at plus 1,200. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he finished 12th. I think it was 12th here last year, but 5th back in 2020. So he's proven he can get the top finishes. Only guy with multiple wins on the season so far. That's a pretty good start. The only guy who's won on an oval so far. So, I mean, at 12-1, yeah, I love that one too. You can't be value like that. So
fill your race card. Fill your race card, man. This is going to be a fun weekend, you guys. It's so crazy. We have so much fun in the Slack channel. I think we're going to have a lot more fun this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And these are the types of races that you want to have more action on. You want to have a bunch of different stuff going on. You want to have a couple different winners because you don't want to miss out when one of these guys wins. So, yeah, sprinkle some stuff all over the place. Hit some stuff. Make some money. Enjoy a good weekend of racing. It's going to be a fun time.
Speaking of fun time, the Monaco Grand Prix. We will break down our best bets on those ones after we come back from the break and after we talk about good old-fashioned Manscaped. Sweaty sack summer's approaching. It's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 full years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers, and I can tell you right now, it's the softest fabric of any underwear. So breathable. It's like gills for your groin, my friends. That's why they even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. It's time to think about your investment in your family jewels. Let your bugle breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the code SGP at Manscaped. I got to tell you, if you're on a date, your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear, it's almost guaranteed to raise a couple of eyebrows. It's a gigantic billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. You like that jewel pouch? Designed to cradle your boys in your special space. It's lined with perforated performance fabric. Not just fun to wear, but fun to say. Keep them well ventilated. Basically, just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas, chilling on a hammock on some tropical beach. You could do it. I know you can. You want this? You want all of this. Get 20% off of it, plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the Boxers 2.0 touch sack, you'll never go back. We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. What is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Special blend of ingredients support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging. All of these things cost you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health. Plus, it's cheaper than that cold brew habit of yours. AG1 supports better quality sleep and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. And to make it easy for you, because I love easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Bet you did not know that browsing online using incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy. That's right. Those little sunglasses, goggle, hat guy doesn't protect you from nothing. So without added security, you might as well be giving away your private details to hackers, advertisers, ISPs, all kinds of other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It is literally that simple. You can even use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. So your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming this weekend's ultimate bonanza of racing. So whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. It's offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for you, our listeners, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you got to do, tap one button, you're instantly protected. You won't even know that it's on. It's the best way to do it. So stop sharing the world. Everything you stream, everything you search for, everything you buy, take back your privacy today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use that promotional code SGP. Claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Cody, they're going to Monaco and they're racing. I want to know, I didn't see James Bond on this entry list, so I feel rooked. I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get to bet on whether or not James Bond was going to win this.
Yeah, and obviously if James Bond was racing, you bet him to win. I mean,
minus 9,000.
How do you not? But no James Bond this weekend, but you know, the next track in what they call the Triple Crown of racing along with the Indy 500, for some reason, they have the 24 hours of Le Mans with that. I think it should be the Daytona 500, you know, whatever. We'll let them slide on that. But yeah, man, Monaco again, 78th year. They've been running this since 29 or something like that. That doesn't
been a long time. Yeah, first held 1929. You
know, yeah, first held in 29. But this 78th running or 79th running, I guess this year. So yeah, again, another very prestigious race. A great track. This track has a tunnel on it. I mean, how cool is that? Like, I'm super excited for this. Again, we talked about it earlier. It's got the tight turns. It's got those hairpin turns. You're going to see high speeds to low speeds quickly, the tunnels, all the challenges of this one. We're definitely going to get the most out of these drivers. And yeah, I'm really excited for it.
And like most of you out there, especially those of you who are joining the Slack channel by masses, this will be my first Monaco Grand Prix that I've watched. So I have some heat on it now. And I'm going to pay attention to it because this is what we do. We learn the new arts of our sport and just cheer for people I would have never, ever. I had to listen to pronunciation guides to figure out how to say their names.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, what better way to be introduced to something or learn something new than to have some skin in the game? Like, yeah, you could sit down. It's going to be a fun race. It's going to be exciting to watch. But if you know you have these bets to go along with it, it makes it so much better. It makes it so much more entertaining. It gives you something. I mean, as you're looking through the bets, you can kind of learn the names. And, you know, again, like we talk about in NASCAR, you don't have to just bet the winner. You can find these other head-to-head matchups or these other things to root for within the race. So, you know, we've had Max Verstappen pull away and win some of these races by a lot. So if it becomes something like that, it's not like, oh, here we go. You know, you've got all these other things going on in the field throughout the race, even in qualifying and all of that, that keeps the entire weekend even more exciting because you're a part of it in the betting aspect of it. So, you know, again, great race. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to watch, but you throw the betting in on top of it and it just makes it so much better.
Well, let's throw the betting in on top of it. Let's get going with your first bet of the Monaco Grand Prix in Formula One racing.
Let's do that. I don't know. Did you listen to the pronunciation on how to say his name? Because
Charles Leclerc.
That's what I thought. See, I never Leclerc. Like I'd never been for sure. But yes, that guy. I have him to win the pole at in qualifying at -125. So he's like the Ryan Newman Rocket Man of F1. 4 of 6 races this year, he sat on the pole with the fastest car. He won the pole here last year for Monaco. So again, it's -125 to win the pole, which obviously isn't great odds, but like I always say, you only pay the juice if you lose. And, he's not been losing more times than he's been winning. He also had like a 30-second lead last week, in the Spanish Grand Prix and, had troubles with his car and lost the race, also lost the points lead to Max Verstappen. So I think we're going to get a pissed off Leclerc and Leclerc. Yes,
Leclerc.
I got to work on the.
It's spelled like Charles, but it's pronounced Charles Leclerc.
Yeah. So, but yeah, him to win qualifying at -125 again. 4 of 6 races this year. He won the pole here last year. He's been on it. Him and Max Verstappen have been the classes of the field lately. Those have been the two guys that I mean. Their odds are always really short to win and everybody else's are super long. So again, 4 out of 6, won it last year. So I love it. You're laying a little juice, but you only pay the juice if you lose. So let's take him to win the pole. And that gives you, you know, spread it out throughout the weekend, stuff to enjoy and look forward to.
Not just that, but it gives you a little money to bet on other stuff out there. Like my next bet where I've got the winning margin between 5 and 10 seconds. It seems like a very specific type of a bet. I've got this at +275. They're offering under 10 seconds and they're offering, over 10 seconds as well. But then they've got this between 5 and 10 seconds. And let me lay it out for you like this. In 2021, Max Verstappen won by a margin of 8.96 seconds. Lewis Hamilton in 2019, 2.06. And then Daniel Ricciardo, 7.36. So basically, let's do this. In 3 out of the last 6, and basically 3 out of the last 5, the winning margin of this race was between 5 and 10 seconds. It's just this weird thing that I found. It's a weird pattern that I found. Obviously, in 2020, they didn't run this race because of COVID. But in 3 out of the last 5, the winning margin has been between 5 and 10 seconds. And that is actually the longest odd to finish this than it in this. It's weird. +275 is the best odd you're going to get out of the 3 choices that you have to bet on this this prop.
Got no arguments from me. I like it. I mean, like you said, looking back at the track record, There's been a few races this year where it's been the over 10 seconds quite a few times. So I think at first glance, a lot of people are going to be like, oh yeah, it's going to be that and just smash that. But you got those nice plus odds sitting there at that little cushion where we've seen it before. And again, this is a tough track, a challenging track. So I think it's going to keep these guys a little closer together and not spread out so much. So I love it.
Me too. And of course, we know that it's probably only going to come down to two guys anyways, because it is, but you know.
There's a good chance.
Yeah. Who's going to finish first? Who's going to finish second as far as, and how far they're going to separate between them is really what we're going to pay attention to. Because I don't know, you've got only one to win. I've got kind of a fun bet on the winner, but yeah, we're not necessarily giving you an outright winner in this because
I like so many other things that I didn't want to go, and I'll have an F1 article later this week too with the winner, and it's been Max Verstappen the last couple of weeks. I've picked him. Possible spoiler alert, I'm thinking of changing it up this week, so you'll have to check that out later in the week. But
is it Charles Leclerc?
Maybe, maybe not. You'll have to check it out.
all right. Well, let's check out your second.
I've got a little more diving to do before I for sure pick. So check it out, but we'll see. Verstappen's won the last 2 weeks. Again, it was like plus 125 both times, I think. But hey, win is a win. You take it. So
hell yeah.
Jumping into my next one, we touched on this earlier. Number of classified finishers. So over 15.5 is minus 165 odds. Again, what I've learned with the F1 betting is, laying some juice is fine because there's a lot of stuff that's fairly predictable in F1. Again, like we just talked about, there's basically two guys that win most of the races here lately, at least. Well, all the season, actually.
This season, yeah.
But, there's just been some things that have been pretty consistent and have been, you know, so you're going to get a little juice. Wait till we get to the next one because that's even more juiced up. But again, you only pay the juice if you lose. If you're not losing, you're not paying the juice anyways. So number of classified finishers over 15.5. Let me read off all six races this season, how many classified finishers we've had. 18, 17, 18, 14 at Saudi Arabia. So that was a very high attrition race. And it was still 14, which is not too far off of 15.5. And then 19 to start the season back at Bahrain. So, I mean, we've cleared 15.5 by 1.5 drivers every race this year except Saudi Arabia. And even so, like looking back and translating that in these prior races, like last week we had 18, and I think the year before it had been like 14 or some ridiculously low number. And so even though in the past we maybe saw less classified finishers, again, like we talked about this season, things holding up better, these drivers are doing a good job, but we've been seeing very 5 out of 6 races the over has been smashing in this. I mean, it was in my article last week at 16.5 and it easily hit at 18. So we're down to 15.5 this week. Obviously we talked about the track's a little tougher. It's a challenge for these guys, but this is something, again, the triple crown of racing. These guys really look forward to this race. They're going to put everything they have into it. And I think that's going to lead to them trying to take care of their stuff a little more because they want to be in there at the end. Yeah. They're probably not going to have anything for Verstappen and Leclerc, but they want to be finishing this race, have as good of a result as they can get. So, yeah, over 15.5 classified finishers, minus 165. I absolutely love that one.
Yep. I was going to kind of go there as well with you. It's just these guys, this is the Daytona 500 for them. I mean, obviously, we know that with super speedway racing, you're always one big wreck away from taking a lot of people out. But in this instance, it's not as easy to take a bunch of cars out in one instance. And these guys are going to try to finish this race because you want to be at the end of the Monaco 500. If nothing else, if you do nothing else this season, you want to be a classified finisher in this race.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I love it. I want it. And I hope you guys load up on it as well. All right, I'm going to go with a little bit of fun, and I'm going to go the fastest pit stop as McLaren at plus 500. If you look back, McLaren has actually, 3 of the last 6, the fastest pit stops this season. And this is a team thing. This is, you know, this is a one that's one on pit road, obviously, and it's not the driver, really. It's the pit crew, so McLaren has busted out the fastest one in 3 out of the last 6. The Red Bulls got 2 of those, and right. So, but Red Bull has also won 2 of the last 3 at Monaco. They're at plus 115, which is why they're the favorite. They're actually really good at pit stops here. But if we're talking about this season, if we're talking about what's been going on this season, it's been McLaren for most of the races this season. Not last week, but the week before they won the fastest pit crew award. So these guys are good this year, and they're really throwing down some fast pit stops. And I think nothing changes here at Indianapolis, at Monaco.
The Indianapolis of F1.
The Indianapolis of F1. I see the same thing happening in Monaco. So, yeah, there's been a fast pit crew all season long. And it just, like I said, I think this continues to happen as well.
Yeah, and I mean, to compare it to NASCAR, we just saw in the All-Star race where Joey Logano, not been the guy up front all year, hasn't won, none of that stuff. Or has he won? He might.
Logano, no.
I don't know. I don't think so. Anyways, that's off track. But again, not been up front every week, not winning, but his pit crew on a solid team that can get it done. They won the pit crew competition. And so that's how these guys are going to view that this week. This is their pit crew competition. This is their time to shine, their time to put it together. They've put it together already a few times this year, and you're getting them at 5-1. So again, I think we have a pretty good balance here of some minus odds that I'm giving out and some plus odds that you're giving out. So if you can hit a good combination of these, again, you can have a great weekend betting wise. So yeah, I absolutely love that one.
All right. And then we'll go ahead and lay out some winners. You talk about juice. This is some juice.
All right. I got a juiced up one, but I like this one too much not to take it. So you got George Russell, a top six finish. That's so much fun. Like NASCAR, you bet top five. Here you get a top six. You get that extra position. I like it. It's minus 300. Again, I say it a million times. I'll say it again. You only pay the juice if you lose. He hasn't lost this year. He's 6-for-6 on top sixes. We saw last week that team showed some speed, a lot of speed. Between him and Hamilton, both of them looked really good last week. He's been consistent. He hasn't had any troubles all year. 6-for-6 on finishing in the top six. And it's still only minus 300. I mean, you would almost think that it would be increased to more when he's not, or, you know, when he's hit it every time. So again, you're at 100% this year. If you're batting 1,000, why aren't you going to go hit another one? You know, so top six, love it. And I'm also going to throw him out as the long shot winner. He's 20-1 to win. It's going to happen at some point. I don't think Verstappen and Leclerc can keep winning every week in and week out. They're going to lose some of these races. Why not on the big stage here? Why can Russell not prove that he is the new guy for Mercedes? Hamilton has been okay this year, but he's not been what he was before. And yeah, again, the odds just, they drop off so fast. We just talked about he's finished top six every race this year. He's got a couple of podiums and he's still 20-1 to win. So, I mean, Leclerc is one minus 105, Verstappen's plus 120. And then it's Hamilton, Russell, Sainz, all at 20-1. So he's tied for the third best odds and he's at 20-1. It's incredibly insane. But if you're going to bet some of these top two guys, which I would say you pick one and you bet on them. That's what I've been doing the last few weeks. I went with Verstappen the last 2 weeks and it's paid off. I sprinkle a little bit on a long shot in case one of these guys comes up and snags that win. And Russell could have done it last week. He was looking good for a while. It didn't work out for him, but again, he finished in the top six. So I love that at minus 300 to get in that top six. But I also think he could snag a win here. So if you can get him at minus 300 to get your top six and he wins at 20-1 on top of it, then yeah, you take that all the way to the bank.
I'm telling you, look, it's fun when it's free money. I mean, yeah, you got to bet a little bit more to make a little bit more, but it's just free money. I mean, top six is what this guy, yeah. It's
and
his wheelhouse.
Nothing's guaranteed, but again, he's done it all six times he's tried this year. So you're probably going to miss eventually, but if you were to bet this every week, you'd be doing pretty good so far.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm not going to give you the winner outright because, again, when we talked about the outright winners, the odds for Verstappen is minus 300 and the odds for Leclerc is 300. And the next one is Carlos Sainz at plus 120. So that shows you exactly where the books find these two. They're neck and neck for it. So I went out and found a fun one for you where we're giving you the winning nationality of the winner because here is where you get plus money on Verstappen. I don't know why. I don't know where. But if you're going to give me plus 115 instead of minus 300 to bet on Verstappen because he is Dutch. So the winning nationality is Dutch. Obviously, these are the shortest odds at plus 115 because that is Verstappen. But I'm not understanding where the books came up with the fact that, you know, they're giving him minus 300, but his nationality at plus 115. So if you want to win plus money on the winner of the race, if it's Max Verstappen again, who, just like Cody said, has won the last three races, has won four of the last six races, the dude lives on that finisher's podium up top and basically is not slowing down. And you're going to tell me that this guy is going to race on the most prestigious track with all of the momentum that he's got so far this season and his team just rolling in it. And you're going to give me plus money for his nationality? That's a fun one, and I think I'll take it, yeah?
Yeah, and again, that's where if you dig into it a little bit and you really think about it, sometimes you can get those, that little bit of extra juice for whatever reason. Why would you not price those two things the same? I have no idea. But if you can find that little bit of an advantage, it's not much, but it's something. Take it when you can. Yeah, Verstappen, I mean, he's having a Kyle Larson-esque season. He won the championship last year. He knocked off the seven-time champion in Hamilton. He's trying to take the reins of F1. He's been doing it this year. He's won four of the six races, the last three in a row. I mean, he's on a roll, and I don't know if he can be stopped, and I don't know if he's going to be stopped anytime soon. So I don't think you're in a bad position taking him ever. And, again, finding a fun way to do it and getting a little better odds is even better. That's what you come here for.
That's what you come here for. Belgium was not on the list, so I will tell you that right now because I was looking just to make sure because he's listed. His Wikipedia says he is Belgian and Dutch. So if DraftKings honors the Dutch part of him, then you're golden. I'm just saying.
I would imagine the odds are close enough that I think that's probably what you're getting.
I'm thinking that's exactly what you're getting. So, all right, let's go down the list real quick of everything we had to bet. From both the Indy 500 and the Monaco Grand Prix. You, Cody, had Alex Palou over Scott Dixon at minus 110 in the Indy 500. I had Takuma Sato over Tony Kanaan at minus 125. You had Pato O'Ward over Rinus VK at minus 125. I had Joseph Newgarden to win at plus 1200. And then you had the Alex Palou plus 600. And then, of course, the long shot and the tug at the heartstrings, Jimmy Johnson at plus 1600, where I had Jimmy Johnson over Marcus Ericsson at minus 105. You want Charles Leclerc to win qualifying, and he's at minus 125, where I gave the winning margin between 5 and 10 seconds at plus 275. Cody believes that there will be more than 15 and a half classified finishers at minus 165. I think McLaren is going to have the fastest pit stop at plus 500. And then Cody gave out his George Russell top six, almost lock at minus 300. And then to win at 20 to 1 at plus 2000, where I've got the winning nationality of the race car driver being Dutch. And of course, that just, there's only one. It's Max Verstappen at plus 115 to win it. So if you don't want to just bet the outright at minus 300, go ahead and sprinkle some plus money on that that bet over there. So, I mean, that's a lot of fun bets to throw down, yeah?
That is a lot of fun. And you know what? We have the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series all racing this weekend.
Oh.
That is five different races we're getting to bet on. It is going to be a hell of a weekend in racing. I can't wait to come back and talk about NASCAR later on in the week, so tune back in for that. But, dude, I'm so excited. It's going to be such a fun weekend. We got so much racing, so much stuff to bet on, so much money to win. Let's do it.
The intro says strap in and hold on tight. Well, this is one of those weekends where you need to strap in and hold on.
And these are those races where you would wreck your mother to win them because these are the big boys. So
a lot of money, a lot of prestige at stake on this. Cody, why don't you let everybody know where they can find this fantastic week of, you're going to have wall-to-wall coverage, bro. Your fingers are going to be absolutely just nubs by the time you're done.
Dude, it's a nonstop weekend. I'm going to have more indie content coming out, more F1 content coming out. I'm doing Xfinity series for the Garage Guys. Shout out to them. I've got Cup Series stuff. It's going to be a busy week, but it's going to be a fun week. I'm so excited to get it all out to you guys. So, yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, @Husker_Zeeb, you can follow our show on Twitter at NASCAR Gambling. Try to share stuff there as well. But yeah, definitely follow me at Husker_Zeeb. Join the SGPN Slack. You just type in sg.pn/Slack. It'll take you right there. Join the NASCAR channel. Join the F1 channel. Both are hopping during all these races. We got an IndyCar channel that just got started that we're going to get built up here. There's fantasy football. There's NFL. There's MLB. There's WNBA. There's like cooking channel where you can share your recipe. I mean, we got it all. It's a one-stop shop at SGPN. It's all free. It's all for you. So come join us there. Our buddy Derek, Picks by Blaze, give him a follow. He's been popping off in the Slack channel with us. So much fun to have him. Absolutely love that guy and what he contributes. So, man, I've had so much fun doing this episode, this bonus. It's been a good time. I'm excited for all this racing we got this weekend. Going to be so much fun, and I'm pumped.
Appreciate every single one of you guys for making this episode possible. We ran it by the bosses. They said, absolutely, let's go. And so we're bringing you the special episode. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys got some good bets out of it. And Cody, do you hate me yet for making you so busy?
I absolutely love you, Rod. I owe it all to you. This is all your fault. My wife might hate you. Shout out to her.
Yeah, I know, right?
She's a saint for letting me do all this. But
she probably doesn't listen either, huh? She's like, I don't want to hear any more of your voice.
Yeah, I don't think she does. But you know that.
I love it anyways. All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Of course, find me lurking around in the SGPN Slack channel. Make sure to keep an eye out for the Sportsbook Review articles breaking down the Coke 600 this weekend. And, of course, our experts picks, as we always do. Yes, the regular episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast covering all of the NASCAR races will come out, obviously, and it's normal time. But this we had to get out to you now because we were just so pumped to be able to bring this special episode to you. And now you have all week to prepare for these two fantastic races. So hopefully, again, you got something out of it. Hopefully you enjoyed the show because we are not that. This going to tell you goodbye for tonight or whenever you listen to this. I don't know. I don't know your listening schedule. Of course, download the SGPN app where you can find this and all of our other podcasts. Make sure you head over there as well. Join the Slack channel, just like Cody said, sg.pn/Slack. Get in on the conversation. Talk to us. This show was born out of that channel, so continue to give us good stuff to talk about. But until next time, which is sooner than you'd think, let's go racing all over the world and let it ride.